near Holsteinborg, not being aware of the exact position of the settlement. We kept along the coast to avoid the numerous shoals and sunken rocks. Being early in the season, the latter were topped by sea ice of considerable thickness, which was somewhat an aid to us in finding out their position, but being similar in appearance to small pieces of ordinary floating ice, they were often mistaken for it, to the great risk and danger of the ship. We passed many icebergs aground near the off-lying islands. The afternoon being thick and foggy, as it often is in spring in Greenland, and a native who had been out seal hunting in his kayak coming alongside with the bight of a rope at either end of the kayak, he and it were brought on board. Being acquainted with coastline, even in a fog, he piloted the ship in and out of the island passages as easily as if she had been his own canoe. Presently the sun burst through the clouds for a while, dissipating the mist and affording us a peep of the coast along which we were creeping. Occasionally we passed the mouth of one of those wondrous fjords, the sight of which would alone repay a visit to the north, its deep and placid waters winding inland amid every variety of scenery and coloring of which these grim Arctic regions are capable, or we coasted under cliffs some 1,000 feet high, with their miniature glaciers between rocks of gneiss, the stillness of the uninhabited land, the smooth, clear water, the ship stealing along with nothing to break the solemn silence save the plunge of the seaman's lead or the flap of some wild fowl passing us, while the awe of our silence was intensified by the constant fear of being overwhelmed by it.